Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Going to talk a lot of football this hour. Excited about what is ahead. And we got a packed studio now, JoJo.
Oh, we do.
I don't know if this is working.
It's exciting, though. Is it working?
It is. Yeah.
Can you hear me? All right. Yeah, we got well you done. Now. No, this is a big day. I told you there's a lot of buzz, a lot of excitement on the Nashville Cats, and so we're happy to have them on 102.5 The Game, and this morning's even better, right?
Yes. So Jeff Fisher is here with us, and I think people know who you are. You've done some things around Nashville. So,
yeah,
you know, you're
with Nashville.
Let's turn Jeff's mic on.
Yeah, you got it. Okay, there we go. Yeah, you guys got it on?
Yep.
Okay, so this bracket here, I don't have my glasses, but is this an arena football bracket?
No, that is not an arena football.
It will be.
We'll get an arena football.
Because I was going to fill it out for you right now.
Cats number one.
That's right, because we're here, and I am really, really happy that you guys are giving me this opportunity to just talk about what we got going and what's ahead. And this is a big day for us because you know, we've been working behind the scenes for months now, and as you put things together, and a lot of work's gone into it, one of the most important things is finding a way to finance things, because there's costs associated with bringing back the Cats, and that's what this day's about. And this day's about Chuck McDowell, who's gotten behind everything that we laid on the table in front of, and I'm happy to announce that he is our majority owner, and we've got Chuck with us here today, and that's the reason we're here, and so the listeners are going to hear about a little bit about some indoor football.
Yeah, I'm excited to have Chuck and meet Chuck because you've obviously been a big part of our station with a lot of your ventures, and now with the Cats, how excited are you to be involved with not only this guy but everybody involved?
I just absolutely love it. I'm to be from Nashville. Let me correct myself, because my friends from Mount Juliet get mad at me.
There we go.
To be from Mount Juliet and live in Franklin. And so when I say I'm from Nashville, people from Franklin and Mount Juliet go, wait a minute, you're not from Nashville. Never lived in Nashville. So from Mount Juliet originally. And to be from Mount Juliet and own part of a professional sports team in the great city of Nashville. And anytime I look at any business or any venture, I start with the people that are involved. And Jeff and the whole team. The people that are involved, and then can I have fun? And oh, hell yeah, we're gonna have some fun. And can we make some money? Can we win? And oh, yeah, we're gonna win. So I think every time I text Jeff at the end of a text is win. So it's all about winning and having fun.
I feel like in watching the new AFL, the new Arena Football League, evolve like it is before they've even kicked off, it already feels like the Nashville Cats are the gold standard, that everybody's kind of looking at what the Cats are doing and going, okay, they're doing that, so maybe we need to be doing these things too. Does it feel like that to you? I mean, I know you're obviously close to it, but it feels that way.
It feels that way, yeah, because we're doing here. I don't know if they know it yet. They will. They'll find out very soon that we want to be the standard. We want to be the standard in the league. We want to be that the organization that people look up to and strive to to compete with. And so, but anytime you start out, this is I don't want to say redo, but we've got great leadership at the league level, at the commissioner's office. Haven't met all of the owners yet, but I've had several conversations with some of them, and they're really excited about what's ahead. But it all focuses on the first few weeks, and that's where everybody's focused on right now is just getting to kickoff.
I'll interrupt you there. But so Chuck and I grew up here. Chase, you're younger than Chuck and I. Coach, you didn't grow up here, but to have it.
Do you want me to leave?
A lot of my memories, Chuck, are Municipal Auditorium growing up, concerts and events. I mean, that thing was iconic. I think it's so cool retro-wise that the Cats are playing there.
Oh, yeah. I was I saw Elvis. Who else? Jackson 5. I was standing there yesterday in the center of the arena, and I'm just looking around at those wooden seats and how cool they are.
Yes.
And we're having my friends at Janet King are coming in to help us completely clean the place. It's going to be, when you walk in it, you're not going to recognize it. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's just perfectly set up for arena football.
Yeah, it is. You know, remember the Charlie Daniels volunteer, Mount Juliet Boy? Volunteer Jam was iconic over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so cool. So when Jeff approaches you for this, we talk about this, about to win and everything. You grew up here, again, when there were no sports teams here. To now own a sports team in your hometown, I mean, that's a win-win.
It's crazy. So you said no sports teams. At one point, and you know, Vanderbilt basketball game
was
the ticket.
Yep.
And here soon, in the next few weeks, the Cats is going to be the ticket. Again, when you sit in one of those seats and look right down on top of you, you're going to watch football. And as I like to say, anytime there's a football game involved, is my favorite saying of football is get chippy early. So we're going to get chippy early, and we're going to get chippy often. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
First game, April 27th. We'll be here before we know it, Coach. And so as far as player-wise, how's all that coming along?
The roster, we've got a good personnel staff and a head coach with a great deal of experience. And so we've kind of turned that over to them. We're helping in the other areas. But he's you know, we had tryouts. We've got a roster that right now consists of well over 30 players. We'll go to camp with 35 players, and then which starts April 5th, and then you know, we'll have to reduce it the week prior to the season, which is April 20th, 22nd, somewhere in there. So you go in with 25 guys on the roster, and 21 are active for game day, and you go from there. And so it's a good group. We're looking at, you know, the athlete, the indoor athlete, the football player, in a lot of ways is different. The position descriptions are different. You're looking for different types of athletes. And, you know, we've got two or three quarterbacks that will make it very, very competitive, guys that can, you know, sling the ball around. And, you know, one would think from a quarterback standpoint, for example, oh, you're looking for a guy that's mobile, the guys that, you know, the Lamars of the world, you know, they can just run around and make plays. No, we're looking for that body prototype and that quick release, more along the lines of, what was his name? Warner, last name Warner, first name who started there.
We don't need to bring him
right
up.
Okay, that's the kind of the guy we're looking for. Is like they could get rid of it real quick and just push it down the field, boom, get the ball in the end zone, and you know, not have to make many tackles. But so yeah, we've got a really good roster set up, and guys are looking forward to coming and getting started camp.
When you're looking at guys, do you want guys that have maybe experience on Sundays that can bring some of that, or are you looking for just the raw talent that can be developed, or a mix?
Yeah, I mean, if you can get guys that have, you know, that have been in a camp or stuff like that, it's beneficial because you can get eyes on them.
Yeah.
You want to look at anybody you sign, and you want, in this day and age, you've got all kinds of resources, you know, YouTube, college games, workouts. You know, we've got a lot of guys that have played indoor football, and that, I think that's most important, is guys that experience. The rules are different.
Right.
I mean, you got guys full speed at the line of scrimmage when the ball snapped in motion, moving forward.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on, and so you need guys that understand the rules, and then you're going to need a few guys that are going to be able to go both ways, you know, you just because of substitution, you know, situations and things. So and then you need somebody that can put the ball through the uprights, you know, that you want that ball to hit that through the uprights, because that ball's live, you
right
know? And so you remember Rob Aronis, so we signed Rob out of the Arena Football
yep,
League,
right.
and so a lot of guys. So what's happening now out there in the football world is we got, you know, 32 big boy teams out there, and then you just have 8 teams right now in the merger from, you know, the USFL and the XFL. There's nothing else going on other than indoor football. And so people, a lot of these players are looking at this as an opportunity to maybe get their foot in the door.
Sure.
And, you know, get somebody to see them. So, it's going to be an exciting process, especially once we get down to that final roster.
Chuck, from a marketing standpoint, why is this – obviously you're not a coach, but you played football, you know the game. Why does this work?
Well, I mean, number one, it's arena football. It's fast. And when you put – you got Coach Fisher involved. You got Eli Gold. I mean, I was talking to my wife about that this morning.
Right.
You have no idea. He should know who he is. If it's not Titans, she don't care.
Right.
But You got Eli Gold. You got NFL Network broadcasting the games. You got Coach Fisher involved. I mean, we put together, they've put together a great team. I'm slipping in right now, but just a great team and a great facility. It's a great city. Everybody wants to come to Nashville.
Yeah.
To have a sports team like this in springtime with football, it just works.
You're a genius at marketing and business, but having the NFL Network involved with this, what does this do for this franchise in the league?
Yeah, when I was told about this a month ago that it was in the works, or it was, I was like, really? It's a game changer. And to have, again, to have Coach Fisher involved, and NFL Network showing, I think, 30 games. Is that right? You got 30 games being shown. And people have a place to watch the arena football no matter where you're at. You can be anywhere. I can be on vacation somewhere. Turn on NFL Network. I got my cats in arena football. So, again, it's just fast, fun. You know, I keep going back to fun. It's all about it. We're going to go to Municipal Auditorium, and we're going to have a blast.
Is it okay if I say that you like the team so much, you bought the damn team?
I think I use that in a company I use. My old medical house calls get a plug in.
That's right. We got medical house calls.
Yeah, medical house calls is the same thing. I use the company so much, I loved it, I bought it. Same thing here. When Greg and Jeff first came to me, I obviously listened, and I always look for why not to, and then why wouldn't I do it? And again, it's just a combination. Yeah, anytime you put great people together with a great sport, but even it's a business, you got great people,
right?
The product that people are going to love and enjoy, it just works, and this works.
How much was it important that Jeff Fisher's involved?
I thought when you said how much, I didn't know what you were going to ask. it means everything. To have the knowledge and to have coach involved in the player and the personnel and running the football, we don't have to worry about, is the product going to be good? Get Coach Fisher involved.
Yeah, Chuck and I have talked numerous times about this, and that the original Titans, I mean, when we got started, we moved here, in 97 here, boom, we come 99, and we have a run. We just have the run that we had. At the same time, the Cats were having their run.
Mm-hmm.
And, what has happened is we've realized that all those, I want to say, original diehard Titan fans and original Cat fans, they're still here. They're still here in town. They're still here in Nashville, and they're so excited about the fact that we're bringing the Cats back. And everybody's curious about it, and they want to come see them. And, it just made a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
I want to jump in and say this. When you're asking this question after Coach starts talking, but if I was going to start from scratch and put this together, who do you want in Nashville, Tennessee, putting a football team together?
Not me.
I'm looking at him. Right. Fisher. And if you want to pick, where do you want to show the games on television? Probably NFL Network. Where do you want to play? Probably Municipal Auditorium. Everything about it is just perfect.
I agree.
And where do you want him on radio? 102.5.
102.5.
We'll have more with Chuck McDowell and Jeff Fisher coming up next. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Hanging out with Jeff Fisher, partner and president of football operations of the Nashville Cats, and Chuck McDowell, who we're now calling the majority owner of the Nashville Cats, in studio with us. And guys, I know that it's more than just what's going to be on the field. Jeff, you've been involved in the community since you moved to Nashville. Chuck, you do so much with the Jason Foundation and others here in Nashville. How important is that aspect going to be with this new version of the Nashville Cats?
To me, giving back is why I do everything. It's why I have my businesses. It's why I get up in the morning. I was at an event last night, helping a charity in Franklin. And Coach Former, Philip Former, and I are really good friends. We've been friends since the 90s. And we're both involved in the Jason Foundation. Jason Foundation works in 40-something states now to curb teen suicide. And, and that's based here in Nashville. It's my number one charity and my number one event. We have the Philip Former Chuck McDowell Golf Classic. It used to be the Philip Former Charlie Daniels Golf Classic for 20-some-odd years. It's at Hermitage Golf Course. So I think it's in September. But yeah, just giving back to the community is something that I have to do.
Well, you grew up here, so you're important. Not saying that because if you didn't grow up here, it's not important, but you understand where the city was, where it's going, and what everything happens in between.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I use this saying all the time, and it's hard not to say it here, but you can't outgive. You can't.
Nice.
The more you give, the more you get back. And, you know, when I give and try to help a person or a group, I get more than they get. And it just, if you don't give, you don't understand what I'm saying.
Right.
So those that are listening that give and help others, I say give till it hurts because you're going to get it back.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works.
Well, we're proud to run all the Jason Foundation PSAs on the station, but you've talked about how important it is to you and the bullying part of that, all that goes on. But I know you, and it's more than just like, here's some money, and, you know, let's try to – I mean, you're actively involved in this foundation.
Yeah, it's like we were talking off air, when someone comes to me and asks to get involved in a charity, I always say, this is what Jason Foundation does. So if you don't know Jason Foundation's – works to curb teen suicide. We teach teachers what to look for, parents what to look for. So if you've got something better than stopping teenagers from committing suicide, I'm all ears.
Right.
And normally that's the point they go, well, I was trying to protect some park area.
Yeah.
and this, you know, and I work with a group in Franklin that we work to have more parks and more green space. But last year I was walking up on the stage to talk about it. I was a chair, co-chair of it with my wife and another couple. But as I'm walking up, I'm thinking, this is important, but it's not Jason Foundation.
Yeah.
And giving back in the community is very important to me, and Coach, and everybody involved in this. Giving back to the community is vitally important, but Jason Foundation is my number one.
Coach, why are you so good at planning things like you did, you know, moving the Titans and Oilers here? You know, obviously you and everybody involved there, you were part of that, but you had your softball tournament, you know, when you're the coach here that raised money and helped the community. Now you're doing all of this from on the field and off the field. It feels like that's just a natural thing for you other than just coaching ball.
Well, I mean, the last thing you said was coaching ball. So what's coaching ball? Coaching ball is, to use the word Chuck just used a half dozen times, is helping people. Okay, it's helping a player get better. It's teaching. It's helping. It's helping. It's helping a player get better. It's helping a team achieve their goals. It's helping, and that's what it is. And so, in that process, you give back. I mean, when we set foot here in the state of Tennessee for the first time, we got on a bus, we did a caravan, and we toured the you know, every city, every town here, and shook hands and kissed babies, and we just wanted to be part of the fabric of the community. It was a precedent that in our eyes was set by the music industry. So that's what we did. The softball game, everything, every charity I was involved with, we were trying to give back and help. And so when I, 2 days after I got let go by the Rams, I was taking stuff into the California fires. I was taking, you know, I was hoses and dog food and hay for the horses and stuff like that because people were evacuating. And it's just what the way I was wired. You just want to help people. And that's what I've been doing. I got involved in two leagues just because I wanted to help them, you know, try to reach their goals. I had the experience. And so, you know, that's why I'm doing this. I mean, yeah, we're going to go win the championship, and the championship game was going to be played here.
Yeah.
But
in
the process, all we're going to do is help people. You know, and that's what this is about. I mean, we've got military related charities. We got mental health related charities. Good. We got other charities here. I mean, so that's what the money that we're raising, the sponsorship money, the ticket sales, everything's going to funnel into one place, and that's back to the community.
Well, you both are different worlds, sports and business, but you still got to evaluate talent. Chuck, I'll ask you, how do you know when you got a good candidate to work for you?
Well, I start with this. If they love themselves and they love their family, there's a slight chance that they may love me and one of my companies. So when I meet with anybody, that's the first thing I'm looking for is, do you love yourself, or do you take care of yourself? And do you love your wife? You love your kids? And it's all about people. And underachievers don't like hanging out with overachievers.
Right.
And overachievers don't like hanging out with underachievers. So it's my job to, and this is a hard conversation I have with my companies, is it's my job to replace you. It's your job to not be replaced. It's not my job.
Yeah.
So it's every day I'm looking for the underachievers in my office. Every overachiever is on the outlook for an underachiever. And so I use this all the time as a football analogy, but if I've got a great wide receiver, but there's a better wide receiver I can get, I've got to go get him. If I've got a great quarterback or a good quarterback, and there's a great one, and I can bring him in, I have to bring him in. I got to replace him. I just did that. So I just replaced a really good man as a C-level executive in my office a couple of weeks ago. Great human. I found somebody better, in my opinion. So same thing coach does in football. Is I'm trying to find the best humans, and it starts with, do you love yourself? For me, do you love yourself and you love your own family? Do you not cheat at golf?
I'm out.
Oh, well. When you look at branding with the Cats, it's, I feel like it was important to y'all to look at the history. And with the logo, Cool Cat is back. And I know Cool Cat is going to be a part of a lot of things. How important was it to be modern and have a new look, have a unique look, but also pay homage to the past?
Well, it was really important to us, not only just to get the Cat's name, but to continue on with that tradition. So we've got the Cool Cat. He's back. He's in great shape. He's worked out. He's changed his body. He actually is 2 or 3 inches taller than he was when he left. But this is the secret. This is the cool thing about Cool Cat is I think he's got a family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think he's got a couple kids. Uh-oh. And we just may be able to meet his wife and family at one of the games and
Uh-oh.
Cut them loose into the stands.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Breaking news. It's a little bit of a tease there.
Yeah, I like that. It's a little bit of a tease. Nice.
I like that.
Yeah. Definitely the coolest mascot in sports.
Cool Cat. I've seen him around town. You've done a great job putting him around town. When the Cats were earlier, they had open tryouts. I remember. Anything down the line of an open tryout, maybe get a Vince Papai?
I think you just did that, didn't you?
Yeah, we did that. We had that about a month ago over at Lipscomb. Yeah. We had well over 100 candidates sign up and come out, and it was very well run. It was organized. It looked like a combine. I just kind of stood off in the back, and there was some dude was out there standing on his head for 15 minutes at a time. Then he get blood back in his feet, and then he get back on his head. I don't know if we signed him or not, but it was a really good, I thought it went really well. The kids, the young guys were really, really excited about the opportunity and understood, what they were there for. And it was a chance to have an opportunity to compete for a position on the team. And then, also, as they all said to a man, go out and help in the community and represent the organization.
Nice.
So it was, it was good. So we signed a few guys from the tryout. We're going to have some private workouts here over the next couple of weeks just to make sure.
We told Chris Sanders that his knees probably couldn't handle it anymore, but I don't know if he showed up or not.
His knees, his toes. He's been walking on his tiptoes forever. Yeah, but
Jeff Fisher's a busy man. How do you tell somebody an open tryout who you know is just awful, thanks, but no thanks?
I just stood back there and let someone else do it. Do the math here. I went to camp with at least 80 guys for 22 years as a head coach and had to cut from 80 to 53. So, you're talking about having to let go a lot of players. But I'll stand up and tell you that I talked to every single one man-to-man, face-to-face. And so I'm not doing that anymore. I'm happy to have that hard conversation with anybody. But, I'm more in the mode of how do we create an environment where everybody associated with this organization looks forward to coming to work in the morning. That's, and when we get a facility, whatever we do, we pull in the municipal, we're going to have to put speed bumps there because people are in such a hurry to get to work, they need to slow down. That's the environment that we want to create.
Did that ever, in all your years of coaching, ever get easier? When you had to, like a guy that had just busted his butt for months and he just, the numbers game, he just wasn't quite good enough to make the team and you had to sit there and tell him that?
You know, it was all about the truth. I mean, you know, and every situation was completely different. I mean, I had this conversation, you know, over the last couple of years, numerous times with Chris Long. How good a player was Chris Long, and what's Chris Long doing to this day, and what's he done for clean water in Africa and all those things and his charities and everything? I had to release him. And, you know, we talked about it, and he said it was amazing. He just, the way that the conversation went, it made him feel good about everything that he'd done at this point and what he had to look forward to in the future. Now, his career was, his path was a lot different than the rookie that came in that just didn't have the skill set, you know, and you just, it's like, look, in my opinion, you got an opportunity to compete at the highest level in a sport that you grew up aspiring to play. But you're just not quite good enough. So my recommendation is that you go on and do something else. And then the next player that walks in the office on cut down day is he's probably 100, you know, 200, 300 reps away from maybe making a practice squad. So every situation was different. Sure. You just tell them the truth. And then, so, I mean, I have that. I have no regrets with the approach that we took. Most, and I didn't want to belabor the point, but most clubs around, they have someone else do it. You're the Turk, you're the hack, or whatever. The head coach sits in his office, shuts the door, and reads the newspaper. Why, you know, the interns are releasing the players.
Right. Please tell me Chris's father didn't call you and say, "Coach, can you give him another chance?"
No, he didn't. No, we're dealing with Kyle. His brother was playing at the time.
Right.
And Howie, I didn't have to give him another chance. He went to New England, won the Super Bowl. Went to Philly, won us.
That's right.
So yeah, but he did tell me in a conversation, a confidential conversation, the most fun he had playing ball was with us.
There you go.
We had a blast. Will Hayes and that group that we had there was a crazy bunch of defensive linemen.
You had a pretty good defensive lineman at the beginning of his career, and Aaron Donald,
yes,
that just called it a career.
Yeah.
I mean, you coached some good ones. Albert here, you know, obviously, but when did you know that that guy was just different?
Well, we drafted him because he was different, and there was some, we had various opinions in the organization on draft day, but nonetheless, you could tell that he was going to be special. And I spoke on his retirement numerous times last week. This one was, anytime you can play 10 years or however long you play and walk away on your own terms, it's saying something.
Yeah.
His career, he could come back at a high level, but he made a commitment to himself. And I tongue in cheek this. I mean, if the month in which you retire starts with the letter J, then, you know, you're probably going to come back. Because January is like, oh, man, season's over. I'm beat up. I can't do this anymore.
Right.
June, July, camp is getting ready to start. I don't want to go through another camp. But when you do it this time of the year, Aaron's. I guarantee you, Aaron may come back. I can't predict the future, but I don't think he does. But what I can guarantee is he's going to go out and help people. He's going to help young people. He has a big heart. He married into a great family, I'm really excited that he had the career that he did.
Sell some tickets. How can people get tickets to the Cats?
Go to NashvilleCats.com for starters. Click on tickets. Single game tickets are available now. We're going to be making some significant adjustments with respect to how we can a fan or someone desiring tickets can go out and get season tickets. So that's just around the corner. Single game tickets, however, on sale now.
Looking forward to it. TheNashvilleCats.com is where you can get all of that. Guys, it's so much fun to have you here and talk Cats football. We're going to be doing this a lot, and Jeff involved with you and Chuck, and congrats to you, Chuck, and your involvement. But really looking forward to April 27th and the Cats being back.
Yep.
We're looking forward to coming on after that first win.
Exactly.
Yeah. Second guessing everybody.
6 o'clock that Saturday at Middlesbrough Auditorium. And Chuck, we talked earlier about playing in that building. It's so iconic for us, man.
It was just it's strange to walk in there. I stood yesterday at pretty close to the seat that I was at with my grandparents watching Elvis. I mean, to walk in a building that you watched Elvis, it's been a long time since I've been in it. I mean, it's not been a concert that I've had a reason to go to Municipal Auditorium lately.
Right.
So it's been a long time since I've been there. When I walked in, I went, wow.
it's yeah, it's not what I remembered. It was I was amazing. I was surprised. It was it's beautiful.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of strange to say a building that old, but it's kind of like the Ryman to me. It's where we grew up going to concerts.
That's right.
I mean, I watched the Allman Brothers of my very first concert. I mean, it's an iconic. It's a beautiful facility.
That you like the they've blown up the tickets on the concourse. How cool is that?
That's so cool.
I had a stack of tickets and I lost them, and they were all from Municipal Auditorium. I had a big stack of tickets. I kept tickets every time I bought a ticket, and now every time I buy a ticket, if I was still saving tickets, I can't save that ticket.
All right,
it's on my phone, and now I got to figure out how to download the damn thing. And I've missed those hard tickets, but walk in and you see the pictures, like in the owner's suite, they've got a picture of Michael Jackson and Elton John and Elvis. It's Nashville. It's part of Municipal Auditorium is a core part of Nashville, Tennessee.
I agree. Right, real quick, give the website for the Jason Foundation, jasonfoundation.com.
TheJasonFoundation.com.
Right, and your Coach Fulmer are very active in that.
Yeah, yes.
Well done. All right, thank you, Chucky.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Guys, good to see you. Thanks so much for coming.
Likewise, thank you, guys.
Chuck McDowell, Jeff Fisher with us. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.